1620-945-WTAW, a proposal to add 100 homes to a neighborhood in East Bryan that received the unanimous support of the Planning and Zoning Commission has been put on hold by the City Council. It's after three neighboring homeowners appealed the PNZ recommendation to proceed with the conditional use permit in the Oakmont neighborhood. Two of the homeowners appeared at the December 12th council meeting and said the additional homes would eliminate a wooded area that the developer said would stay. The council unanimously adopted the idea that was expressed by Marka Ewer-Shirtliff.
My dream scenario now would be that maybe the developer and the residents could get together and come to a compromise together. I don't know how heavy-handed the city should be in this theoretically, but I also realize the reality that it's on our agenda, and so we need to make a decision.
Councilman Jared Salvado said they had to give some consideration to the existing homeowners.
I don't disagree. There's certain reasons why I would buy a certain lot. I don't know what increasing the buffer 10 feet, 15 feet, what that does to their design of their development.
Mayor Bobby Gutierrez, who was the first to suggest contacting the Oakmont developer about the possibility of a compromise, also had a message for homeowners.
You want that to be woods forever, then you probably need to buy it, because then it'll maintain woods forever. And you've heard me say a lot of times, you've used that stuff, it's your recreational and everything else, but really you've been trespassing on your neighbor's place for a long, long time, and he's never said anything to you, but now here we are. Now it's going to develop. Now he's a big bad developer that's let you use his land for the last, 20 years for free.
The council's vote was to postpone the action for two meetings. This is 1620-945 WTAW.